and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Gemma Birch and here are today's top stories. Google has been ordered to unbundle its search app from its Android operating system in Russia. E-commerce trends have been uncovered in Croatia and Slovenia. And 28% of smartphone owners in Southeast Asia use their smartphones to follow up adverts they see on TV. The Russian anti-monopoly regulator has ordered Google to unbundle its search app from its Android operating system after being found guilty of abusing its dominant market position in the Russian mobile market. In February of this year, the search engine Yandex asked the regulator to investigate Google over whether its Android operating system was unfairly blocking other search engines on Android phones. Google is set as the default search engine on all Android phones, and handset manufacturers are unable to pre-install alternative search providers. With Android being the most popular operating system in Russia, accounting for 86% of all Russian smartphones, Yandex was concerned that Google's practices were unfair and illegal under Russia's antitrust laws. The guilty ruling means these fears were well-founded, with the Russian regulator now having ordered Google to change how it works with smartphone manufacturers and allow other search engine apps to be pre-installed on Android smartphones. In a statement, the Russian regulator said, "To restore competition on the market, Google should amend agreements with mobile device producers within a month and exclude the anti-competitive clauses." Yandex also commented on the development, saying, "We hope that the FAS's ruling will help to restore fair competition in the market, but to what extent will depend on how this ruling will be executed." Research by Synergy Group has revealed e-commerce trends in Croatia and Slovenia. The research found that Croatians are more likely to shop at foreign retail sites than Slovenians, possibly because the domestic e-commerce market is more developed in Slovenia. Half of Slovenians who shop online buy from Slovenian sites, with a further 30% saying that they do the majority of their shopping only on Slovenian sites. Just 10% do all their online shopping on foreign sites, with a further 10% saying they do the majority of their online shopping on foreign sites. In contrast, 20% of Croatians do all of their online shopping on foreign sites, with a further quarter saying they do most of it. The study commented on these findings, saying, "From this data, it is evident that the users of the Croatian portal recognise foreign online retailers as relevant, and for them, shopping abroad represents no major obstacles." 20% of smartphone owners in Southeast Asia use their smartphones to follow up adverts they see on TV, according to research by Opinion and Omnicom Media Group. The research found that 82% of smartphone owners in Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, Thailand, and Vietnam use their smartphones while watching TV, with 47% searching for information relating to the TV programme, 28% searching for information relating to an advert, and the rest searching for information completely unrelated to what's on TV. Out of those who search for information relating to an advert, around half search for a brand or product, around a third share brand or product information with friends, and the remainder communicate directly with brands. And finally, government officials in the American city of San Gabriel have opened a Weibo account to help connect with the city's large Chinese immigrant population. Weibo is one of the most popular Chinese social networks, with around 212 million monthly active users, and is a microblogging platform similar to Twitter. A spokesperson from San Gabriel's local government explained the decision to open a Weibo account, saying, "A lot of the cities, especially in our area, have a really large Chinese-speaking population, and Facebook and Twitter just don't cut it anymore." The response has been described as overwhelming, with the account attracting almost 2,000 followers within the first 24 hours. It now has as many followers as the city's official Facebook page, which has been up for several years. That's all from me today. Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit WebCertain TV for more news, as well as in-depth interviews with global marketing professionals. See you next time.